Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, you guys already know, baby. It's your boy, DJ J the J J J the J the J J the J the J J the J the J J the J. That's right. You know what I can do?
Who doesn't whip their hair back and forth? I should know Tetra whips his hair back and forth.
I like to whip my hair back and forth.
You guys already know who this is. It is that doctor.
It's that doctor?
The doctor.
The doctor.
It's that doctor. Beep, beep, beep. Who doesn't love Dr. Bones? That's my question. Terrorists.
I mean, terrorists. Yeah, people who hate America.
Today we have a special trio host, I guess you can say. I don't even know how to say it.
Co-host?
His name is Sneak Geek 101. What's up, Playboy?
What's up, Gangsters? Like love and status. How you
doing
tonight?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
I don't know we had a Fogo on the show.
Coming to you live here from Phoenix, AZ, man, with my dudes, Dr. Bones and Tetra.
Pretty yeah, I know, tonight. Baby.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty chill, man.
All right, I hope everybody's good music. You know what? I got to play the intro song.
Yeah, we usually have a song for people.
We usually have a song, so I'm going to play it right now because we just cut right into like the chatting with them. But here's a song. It's cute.
What a payback for you. I just needed time. Do what I had to do. Caught in the life, I can't let it go. Whether that's right, I won't ever know.
But here goes.
That
you can settle down. You can settle down.
That song puts me in the mood. Tetris.
That puts me to sleep.
I wasn't loose today, man.
What's up, Sneaky? How you doing? Thanks for joining us, man, for helping us out today.
No problem, man.
How you like the studio? Is it chill?
It's real chill, man.
It's real chill.
It's real comfortable, you know. You can just lay down, chill, relax.
Hey, I'm really sorry about the smell. You know, Tetra had to let one loose before the show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
dude, I'm sorry.
He had to drop a bomb in the toilet, and I went in there, and there was just a plunger stuck up in there, and it was just broken. He bombed it up. I'm sorry, man. But
You know, hey, shut up, man.
that's as far as I thought it was a smell, but... You know what? The studio is really nice, man. Thank you. Thanks a lot. So, I know you listen to the show a few times because, I mean, you've told me you listen to the show. How do you like the show?
Man, that's real cool, man. You just hear you guys cracking jokes, you know, just whatever, man. It's real cool. It's pretty chill.
That's what we do. We like to crack jokes.
We like to crack jokes like we crack eggs on the scrambling thing. What's that thing? Frying pan. My bad. What's wrong with me right now? Tetra, how are you doing? Tetra wasn't supposed to be on the show tonight.
It was a last minute thing. I just hopped the plane back to Arizona like an hour ago.
That's right. He was in Argentina. That's right. Tetra was in Argentina doing charity work. And
We donate a lot of money, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
We donated a lot. Tetra, look, go to Google and type in the Tetra and Dr. Bones charity. We raised countless dollars. Countless dollar bills. I'm not gonna lie to you. That's all. Countless dollar bills. That's all we've had. Because we're not billionaires yet, but
not yet.
Not yet, but we are getting there. We're getting there. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. It's gonna be especially delicious tonight.
It's gonna be too delicious.
As what's his name? Ignacio.
Ignacio. Today's gonna be especially delicious.
Especially delicious. As Nacho Libre would say.
Don't you know those are the Lloyd's Jeeps?
Don't you know that I've had diarrhea since Easter?
Since Thanksgiving?
That's the unrated version. He goes, don't you know I have diarrhea since... Get out of my face! And then he just stabs them and the movie's over. That's the unrated version. You guys haven't seen that because it's not even released yet. Tonight, like I said, it's going to be especially delicious because we have our first live performance ever
in the world.
First time ever.
First time.
Sneaky, how do you feel about this? You feel good about our first live performance?
I feel good, man. I'm just, you know, just want to see how it's all going to go down, you know.
It's going to go down good, man.
I hope it does, man. I'm excited for this first live.
Me and Tetra are starting a program. It's kind of like a charity for people that want to come and be on our show. That's what we're doing. Isn't that right, Tetra? Tell them a little bit about it.
You know, we're actually starting a lot of charity, but this is one of them. And, you know, we reach out to the homeless kids.
I don't know why it's so funny, homeless people.
And we're like,
I guess homeless children are so funny in this
world. Hey, you bum, you want to be on our show? And they're like, I don't speak English. And we're like, all right, Mickey, come take care of these jokers.
Dude, that's how we got Mickey in the studio. Oh, Mickey, I hate you. Mickey stinks and he's
Mickey,
dirty.
Come here. Yeah, eat that. Eat that, you stupid guy.
And you know what he said? Yummy! Papa!
Papa Ricos!
Tastes just like home. He just skipped back to the corner. Cause that's what Mickey does. Stupid Mickey.
Dumbass Mickey.
Alright, let's get real. We're going to have Sara Indio on the show tonight. She's a whole point.
Her name's Sarah, right? No,
Sarah. It's spelled, nice. It's spelled S-A-H-R-A. I want to say Sarah, but I don't want to be stupid, you know? Like, I'm talking to her. And I've been talking to her before, too, and I don't even know what I called her.
Kaka.
Hey, don't you dish.
So she's, like, never introduced her name to you or
I know.
Like that.
She didn't. Well, I'm just going to, let's call her Sarah. You want to call her Sarah?
You want me to call her Sarah when I talk to her?
Yeah. You're probably going to call her Simba. Sarah. Hey, yo, Simba. What's up?
Hey, yo, Milo.
I would do. Why am I singing it? Why?
Let me love himself.
Oh my god. Willow. Willow wants to sing. That's just jumped in there. He's all, I would do. I wear my hair. Let me love.
Meatloaf, this is my show.
Dang, Willow don't play. Learn from her daddy in The Fresh Prince. Okay.
Dude, typical black people always interrupting.
Typical Africans. All right. Any Hoosers, let's get serious. Let's have Sara Indio on the show. I'm going to play her song. This song, this is how it's going to go down, people. This song's called Jawfire, and we're going to interview her, and then after we're done interviewing her, she's going to sing a live performance. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Jawfire. I'm going to play some of it.
Dr. Bones, let me go set this up real quick.
Set it up. I'm only going to play a little bit, like half of it, okay, because it's kind of a long song, but I'm going to play it. It's called Jawfire. Hope you people out there enjoy it. Here you go.
I'll be back.
Thank you so much for joining the show. Thanks for so much for joining us.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
So how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Feeling relaxed, you know. Had dinner and all that good stuff.
That's good. And I heard you're from Hawaii. Is that correct? Or you're
Yeah, I am. I'm based in Hawaii. I've been here 30 years.
Yeah,
so
I love
my
Hawaii.
Home.
My dad's from Hawaii, and I just love going back there. It's like one of my favorite places.
Yeah, I'm on a big island. It's also called Hawaii.
Yeah.
We live kind of roots culture, kind of in the country, off grid.
Yeah. But you got solar. Cool because like there's like so many different like. Terrains, I guess. There's like one part where it's just like totally cold, and then one part it's like just totally different everywhere. I love it.
It is nice like that.
Mm-hmm.
They always say the big island more better.
Yep, it is. All right, so one question I want to ask you just start
okay.
off. How did you get your start in music? Like, how did you initially get started?
Well, it actually happened on the Big Island.
Okay.
And I was asked to be a backup singer in a band that was getting started, a reggae band.
Ooh.
And it was called Ja Ringa. And that was in the mid-90s. And that's kind of began it. And the band was together for about 3 years and disbanded. And something cool happened, and a fan invited me to go to Japan to sing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I started my solo musical career.
That's cool. How'd you like Japan? Was Japan really cool?
Japan was really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Much respect they give to artists there.
Me too. Like, I've heard their music. It's really, like, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Get big fan base, big stages.
Yeah.
Good. It was a good venue.
Who are your major influences in music right now and, like, growing up?
Ooh, right now? Let me see. I like a lot of artists. But my influences, I would have to say that they came from the roots reggae era. And of people like Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and Rita Marley and...
And Jimmy Marley. Yeah. No, never mind.
Yeah, those are the kinds of people that sparked me to see much more to the music side to deliver this message. And for me, that's what it's all about the message and the music.
That's really cool. I saw Peter Tosh at Lollapalooza this past year, and he was really, really, really good.
You saw Andrew Tosh?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you guys, you want to talk about ghosts on this.
Yeah.
I see this. I
my
see
bad.
This.
I don't know what's up with ghosts
I
tonight.
I see this direction we're taking here. But it's all a spiritual thing. I think that's what it's about. We're just talking about the spirit.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
I saw Andrew Tosh, my bad. He's
really
good.
Yes, he is really good with that voice.
Yeah. Where are some of your favorite places to play at a show?
Ooh. Well, my one local favorite place to play happens to be here on the Big Island, and it's called Kanaka Ava Bar. Do you know what Ava is or Kava?
I have no idea.
Ooh. Huh. So the listeners out there, you can look up this word, A-W-A. Actually, it's a YouTube video.
I love to see that. We've seen that song. I've seen that YouTube video of you singing that song.
Yeah, and so the Ava is the plant that's in the... video, and what happens is it gets mature, and they harvest it, and they use the root to make a drink. And throughout Polynesia, this root is used for relaxation and in place of alcohol and for medicinal purposes.
Yeah.
So it's a cool venue because it's outdoors. You saw the venue.
Yeah, it's really nice.
So it's really quaint and cool, and it's where the tourists come and go, and fire dancers and all those things.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's always good.
Yeah, so I feel really relaxed and home there.
That's cool.
But you know what? All the venues are good when the people turn out and they're receptive of the music.
That's true. That's true.
So they transform any kind of dumpy place or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's one of the like coolest or weirdest things that you've ever seen while like performing or on tour?
Ooh. Do you want to even repeat those kinds of coolest or weirdest? Well, I think, I don't know.
You can say whatever you want.
I don't know about that one. I could just
you want to play the fifth? You want to play the fifth on that one?
Let me think. Weird, cool. The weirdest stuff I probably saw was in Jamaica. I thought I was like really, I was just weathered for everything. But as the night went on, it was like sponsored, this concert that I went to see. I had to leave because at 3 a.m. the headliner hadn't even come on yet. And it was a red stripe kind of party.
For real?
And so, yeah, you paid like however many, it was 20 Jamaican $5 to get in, and you get all the red stripe you could drink. So I went up to the counter, and I'm just asking for one red stripe, but the person next to me asked for, like, a whole case, and they give it to you.
I want, like, 24 red stripes. Is that cool?
Yeah, and the person gets a whole case, and they walk back to their spot, and they just stay there and drink it. But after a few hours, there's just, like, a sea of bottles on the ground.
Whoa.
And I thought that was kind of weird. It was just like people were like splashing beer on people, and there was torches instead of lighters. You know, when people were happy, they were like these little flamethrowers. I was like, oh my goodness, I have to go. So I couldn't party hardy, and that felt weird to me because I thought I was, you know, a really partier person.
Yeah.
Had to leave the dance hall.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
like
so when you're in Jamaica, you know, you may not always be able to do exactly as Jamaicans do. So
yeah.
You have to know your level.
We should go to Jamaica sometime, Dr. Bell.
We should go to Jamaica and have
a
show.
Yeah,
that's pretty fun.
Good. You should go to Jamaica sometime.
That'd be great.
Just make sure you don't wear any of those little phony, you know, dreadlock hats, please.
Will we get beat up for wearing that over there?
Yeah.
Oh,
God. I see you over there wearing it. I'm going to beat you.
What about white people that have dreadlocks?
Huh? What?
What about white people that have dreadlocks?
Hey, I think we should go on to the next question.
All right.
You might whip their hair. So.
You're not going to trap me, buddy.
All right. What advice do you have for any other bands that are out there, or singers or bands? What advice do you have?
Well, what I wanted to kind of say just briefly, not to, you know, move the dialogue over
no,
with
it's
that.
All good.
Something that gave me my greatest inspiration as a performer was performing in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Uh-huh.
It was at this event called the Rastafarian Ag Fair. And when I finished performing there, one of the elder brethren asked me to put on such an affair in Hawaii. And it was this 3-day event of farmers and music and children and crafts and celebration and speakers. And it was a real community strengthening. And when I came to the Big Island, because I was living in Honolulu for 7 years and I've only been on the Big Island for 3 years now, or returned to it, I tried to remember that I was woman-dated, not mandated, to put this on, and I did. And this is our third year. It's coming up. It's called Bob Fest Ag Fair. So it's about Bob Marley, but it is an agricultural fair, and it's zero waste, and it's about organics, and reduce, reuse, recycle, and all these other things, and really good music. So I think that other people who are in music can do something in their community to help strengthen it. They can do events and lend their voice and their talent.
Mm-hmm.
And get known in their area for supporting, you know, unity for, because we're all feeling these very stressful times. And
yeah.
We just need more positive events for our whole family to go to, you know, or even a segment, like something positive for teenagers.
Yeah.
The
that
other
was
thing
our,
I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's all right. That was our theme kind of for yesterday's show.
Yeah, because what we're trying to do is like, bring, like, music that's not known to other people, like, you know, because you turn on the radio, you hear the same things over and over again, and they're overplayed, and we're trying to, like, bring just good music back to the radio, you know, like, bring everybody back together in a way. You know?
Well, I want to applaud you for doing that.
Thank you.
You
thank
know,
you
and that's another thing I was going to say, was for artists to utilize local and college radio and internet radio. These are places that, you know, are, like you said, looking for the upcoming artists that have something to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I'm finding is it's good when you collaborate with other artists in other countries. Because it helps change you and mold you when you work with other people, you know?
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. And one last thing I want to say that an artist should do is always honor their fans.
Okay.
Because without fans, who are we?
Nobody.
Right?
Nobody.
And sometimes I'm seeing these artists, and I know them when they're regular, and then they blow up a little bit, and they start acting somewhere, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as good as you think it does, you know?
Yeah.
So honor your fans.
Thank
and
you.
Watch out, you know, there's those manic fans out there too. So there's a thin line.
You don't want that.
You don't want
yeah,
that.
You got to honor and you got to watch.
That's really good advice. We thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so lastly, you're gonna perform a song for us.
Oh yeah, I would like to do a song for you.
Yes, that'd be beautiful.
Are we queued up for songs?
Yes.
I think I did need my queuing up, but I think we're ready to go. Actually.
All right.
Woo.
All right. Here we go. This song is called Spiritual Connection.
Okay.
And thank you so again for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being on
and,
the show.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
Yes. Bless up to all the listeners out there.
Thank
and
you.
Phoenix. Here we go. Turn it up. As long as you can. Can you hear the music?
Yep.
Here we go. Daily the system grinds on our mind, yeah. Herb reconnects us to the art of time. Lies they teach, they don't educate, no, no. Herb wise eyes see and penetrate, yeah. I'm the bush mama, I promote the marijuana. It's a medicine to men, but I must mention, seek a spiritual connection when you smoke. Focus your attention. You got a problem, herb might help you solve them. Be still, cause in the silence, wisdom is revealed. Good intention and right action is the highest virtue. I don't wanna be hurt, I don't wanna hurt you. Coming to conscious conclusions creates peaceful solutions. I'm another one of you. I feel the things you do. Follow the smoke and let your attention drift. And keep on rising till you feel your spirit lift. Breathe deep and easy, giving thanks for your life. Banish fear and darkness, step into pure light. I'm the bush mama, I promote the marijuana. It's a medicine to men, but a must mention. Seek a spiritual connection when you smoke. Focus your attention. You got a problem, herb might help you solve them. So be still in the silence. Wisdom is revealed. Pass the chalice, burn away malice into the universal mind. From the realm where nothing's new, multiple choices come into view. Dip into the vast knowledge pool, and when you surface, you feel renewed. Space is where you make wise decisions. Time, that's for the art of giving. Yeah, listen up. And when you speak, seek to reach a higher ground. A place where harmony can be found. Then we'll be skanking to a brand new sound. Follow the smoke and let your tension drift. Keep on rising till you feel your spirit lift. Breathe deep and easy, giving thanks for your life. Banish fear and darkness, step into pure light. I'm the bush mama, I promote the marijuana, but I must mention.
That, my friend, is Sarah Indio. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, I.
Thank you.
Blessed
so much.
Love.
For being on.
Seek a spiritual connection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bones and Tetra. Big
yeah.
up yourselves.
Thank you. Holy Lord.
Oh, dude, that was great.
That was great.
You know, dude, you know what I was thinking the whole time?
What are you thinking?
She sounds like a girl version of Michael Jackson.
She does kind of. She sounds, it's really nice. Like, it's,
she sounds like, yeah, she sounds like she'd be really cool to talk to, like, in real life.
She's really cool. Like, I'd chill with her for, like, all day and just talk to her. Like, she was really,
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, that was really fun.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
So, you know, guys, that was our first live performance that we've had ever.
Ever. We've had OPM on this. We've had all these different places. We've had all these different bands. And that was just really, really good. And I think that was funny. Blaz, you really opened up tonight. You were raw. You were raw and opened up. I loved it.
That's what I do, man.
I loved it. You called her a ghost? That was so funny in the beginning. But
dude,
she
was
cool, though. Like, she was,
yeah,
like, she was chilling with it.
Dude, that was a funny thing. Like, I tried to say, you got a guess.
Yeah.
And I was, dude, I don't know what happened.
I feel you, man. It was so good. Like, imagine if we said that to, like, OPM or something. It would have killed us.
Oh, I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. Yeah, I'm a ghost.
You got a ghost in the what? Boom, and then he kills us.
Follow.
One thing I want to throw out to the fans, it's going to make you guys crazy. Sarah Indio, she's giving us a CD signed by her. We're going to give it away to somebody. We're going to give it away to somebody. OPM, sending us a CD signed. We're going to give it away to somebody.
Yep.
Shark Attack. Tetra doesn't know about this. He's lying.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know about this. I'm playing along with it.
He doesn't know about this. I did this today. Shark Attack, sending us a CD signed by them. We're going to give that away. For you guys, for the fans, because that,
dude,
is what we do.
That is what me and Dr. Bones and sometimes SG101. Where you at, man? I haven't heard you all night.
He's sitting back and observing. How is it, man? Do you like it? Oh, okay.
All right.
Do you like this show?
You know, I really like it, man. I ain't gonna lie.
You like
it a
lot?
Show. I really like the concert, man. Being the first.
Cut you off, man. With the baby, I like it.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, cut you off. But baby, I like it. I like this show.
I really like it, man.
What do you guys want from us now? Because we've given you everything.
I mean, you know, the next people, you know, the next. Oh, okay.
No,
okay,
go ahead.
You know, the next.
Adam Lambert can shut his mouth.
You know what I'm trying to get?
What are you trying to get?
You know, I mean, you know who we're trying to get? Listen, I'm just saying for the listeners.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to drop the bomb?
Okay, we're trying to get two people.
Two people.
I'll say one. I'm trying to get Christopher Walken on the show.
Christopher G.S. Walken on
mm-hmm.
the show.
And who's the other person trying to get, doctor?
I don't know. Are you saying the LG?
Get some little wheezy, you know.
I was trying to say LG.
You trying to say LG?
I was trying to say LG.
No joke, guys. This is how crazy we are and how trying to – this is completely true, 100% true. I'm talking to this guy who knows the guy of the agent of Lady Gaga. We're trying
Lady
to get
Lady Gaga herself.
Stephanie Germanotta. We're trying to get
her. Yeah. Like, legitimately, guys, Bill Clinton, do you want to tell him, Tyler? Dr. Bone?
I killed Bill Clinton. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Bill Clinton, that was a chump.
Bill Clinton's a chump.
You know, but legitimately, we will have. I mean, we don't know if we're going to, but we're going to try to have.
Like, I'm not making any promises at all. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, we're just trying to get it.
My friend, his friend, is the agent. Oh, he knows the agent of Lady Gaga. See, and then we get to her. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada boom, bada bing, kaboom.
Kaboom, kaboom, bada bing, bada boom,
kaboom.
Bada 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 boom, 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 chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka. Oh, you giving me that beat right now? I'm gonna throw it on your face, throw an egg on your face. Well, I'm gonna throw an egg on your face because I wanna punch you in the face because I don't like you, Mikey. Get out of my face.
Oh,
you guys like
how
that? You guys like how that just happened?
I like it.
Do you like that?
I like it.
Sneak geek.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it too, man.
You know what? You're kind of crazy right now, but I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of crazy.
Did you call him crazy?
You're crazy, but I like
you
it.
You didn't call him crazy.
Damn it, Mickey!
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 I hate Mickey. Hey, Sneaky, you see Mickey right here? Don't you hate Mickey?
I hate Mickey, man.
Look at his face. Look at the stupid face he's making.
I really want to get his guts, man.
You want to get his guts? What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Mickey.
Man, you know what answer I really want to, like, get?
What do you want?
Well, you were talking about her, like, you were talking to her about having those dreadlocks of that hat, man.
Uh-huh.
I want to know how they get offended by that, man. I think it's pretty cool, you know, having...
No, she didn't get offended.
No, she was saying that people there are going to get mad at us.
Because I was asking about white people.
No. But she was saying that people in Jamaica that actually have dreadlocks will get mad if people
that
wear those stupid dreadlock hats over there.
Exactly, and that's why I asked about white people, and she's like, oh, I'm not going to get into that. So,
yeah.
So I know that white people shouldn't have dreadlocks. That's just a fact. Even though I'd love to have them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
You know what we should do right now? I mean, you know what I'm feeling right now?
What are you feeling?
I want to get crazy, and I want to get wild.
You want to get crazy and get wild?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been trying to get wild for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun, do something. If you want to have fun, do something.
Crazy.
Okay, I see you. I see you,
you guys.
I see you, baby. Oh, baby. Gotta bring on the Justin Bieber on this show.
I see you, Dr. Bones, over there dancing over there, doing your thing.
Oh, I'm dancing, all right. You see me dance. I'm doing a shuffle right now. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show. We're bringing Sexy back. You already know it. Thank you so much.
Dude, SG, God damn it, Mickey. I swear to God, if you cut me off one more time when I'm talking,
Mickey,
I will legitimately go over there and punch you in the face. It's getting annoying.
Mickey's being dumb. I hate Mickey.
Guys, anyways, thanks for having us. This will be on the show, man.
We have 40 seconds left on the show. This is Dr. Bones. You already know what we do.
Sneaky. Yeah, I don't know, baby. This is your boy, DJ Tetra.
Sneak Geek, you want to say something?
And it's your boy, Sneak Geek, and still on that McLovin status.
All right, whatever that means. Thank you so thank you so much for being on the show, guys. We will see you next Wednesday when we have another special guest.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. 9:30.